2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
This is your DFS Army Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com. And I am your host today, Boomer's Daddy, going solo. It's been a week. It's been, I think since Friday, since we've done a show. And I'm still going solo here. So it's been a rough week so far in the Hall household. And Bears had some other issues come up as well. So trying to get back to some level of normalcy here and got a nice 11 game slate to break down for everybody today. So we're going to try to breeze through this real quick. I'm not going to give everything out that I'm going to give out to our VIPs. If you are not a member of the DFS Army, I really don't know what you're doing. You should probably go over to DFSArmy.com and use a promo code, DM me on Twitter, tweet at me, do something. And we've got promo codes all over the place. You can get 10% off for the life of your membership if you go ahead and sign up. Man, it's gonna be a fun day. There's a lot of interesting options out there. And I think you can, as of right now, currently constructed, I think you can actually kind of attack the slate in a couple different ways as far as roster build is concerned. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. So let's get going here. At the point guard position, obviously the top play of the day is Russell Westbrook. He's in the highest total of the night at a 234.5 going up against the New Orleans Pelicans. It's no secret that, in my opinion, Russ is kind of underpriced on FanDuel. He's really underpriced on DK, where he's not even 11,000 yet. But, he's got the ability to go for 65-70 in this matchup. Point guards have been going off against the Pelicans. And I'm not shy to spend that type of money on a guy that can be the highest scorer of the night. Now, the issue is we also have Anthony Davis. We also have Giannis Antetokounmpo. We have Joel Embiid. All of these guys are over 10K, and three of them are over 11K, and two of them are over 12K. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as we get through there. But, you've got Russ at the point guard position, and, he hasn't really had a lot of those big games like we used to see in him from a consistency standpoint, but you've also got to understand that the Thunder are playing some really, really good basketball and they're blowing guys out. Like, this is not something I'm even used to seeing from a Thunder team. We don't blow a lot of teams out, and they're blowing them out and making it stick. So that's a little bit of the reason why he kind of hasn't, had to do a lot. Had a poor shooting night the other night. I think tonight's a great bounce back night for Russ. Ben Simmons against Brooklyn. He's obviously in play. He's 9,200. It's between him and Steph right there in that upper mid tier range, which is like 8-9K ish and up. I really like Steph tonight. I think he keeps it going. Since he came back from his injury, he's averaging, over 30 points a game. It's like 29 of 56 from beyond the arc. It's unbelievable. This guy, what he can do on the basketball court, and he's not priced up enough. One thing that I've been critical about FanDuel is like when guys come back, they overcorrect the prices, on some of these guys. And I still think that Steph is too cheap for the type of upside he has, especially if this game stays close. John Wall, I'm probably not going to touch tonight. It's against Boston. Boston's pretty good at defending the backcourt. I think him and Bradley Beal are going to see a lot of the combo of Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. Probably not going to touch him. Plus, he's dealing with bone spurs in his heel. That's not something that I really, really want to do or touch. So probably not going there. Kyrie Irving is 100%, 1,000% in play. He's actually probably my favorite overall point guard if I take price into consideration. Yeah, he doesn't have the upside as Russ, Steph, or Simmons. One thing I wanted to say about Simmons, I'm really on him a lot more if Jimmy Butler does end up sitting. So, but as I was talking about Kyrie, he looks good. He looks really good. I know he sat out the other night, but I'm not too worried about it. I think it was more kind of a maintenance type of rest day rather than, anything else. Now, they said it was a shoulder, and he said it was good. So I'm not really kind of too worried about that at all tonight, especially at the depressed price tag of $8,500. So Damian Lillard, back-to-back going into Memphis, probably not going to touch a lot of Blazers tonight. Mike Conley, I don't mind him in tournaments, I guess, at 8K. But the matchup is really kind of odd for me. The ADVP shows that Portland's actually pretty good against point guards, and I'm not afraid to attack that at all. So, now if we go to my favorite guy that is under 8K here in this mid-tier range, it's probably going to be De'Aaron Fox. Now, the funny thing about De'Aaron Fox is that, me and Bear both talked about it a lot. He has vastly improved his game. And he's one of those guys that keeps everybody else involved. He's got assists. He can get the rebounds. He can also put the ball on the ground and go to the hoop. So I'm not really worried about De'Aaron Fox tonight. And I think he's a good tournament option. We'll see kind of how this kind of goes throughout the day, how roster build goes and what type of value opens up. But paying for Kyrie and Fox might be a great, great tournament option, and fading Russ and Steph and everybody. So to get some of the other pieces of those games. Some of the value options tonight, I'm not going to run through all of them, but Jalen Brunson's probably, he's going to be popping off the page. After what he did the other night, Emmanuel Mudiay's in play as well. I really might have a little bit of interest in TJ McConnell going up against Brooklyn. He's going to get the minutes. He's going to get about 27 to 30. And when that happens, he usually does have a pretty good game. So I'm not worried about that at all. Obviously, Mudiay's going up against the Cleveland Cavaliers, and Jalen Brunson gets the best matchup on the board in the Atlanta Hawks. Let's move on to shooting guard here. I don't know if I'm going to be paying for Jrue Holiday outside of tournaments. It's a steep price tag to pay. Now, Nikola Mirotic is out, but we'll talk kind of how I feel like I'm going to attack that role here a little bit later. But Luka Doncic is probably your top point guard your top shooting guard of the night. He's a point guard over there on DK, so you've got to kind of pay attention to that a little bit. Donovan Mitchell going up against Miami, maybe. It'd be a tournament thing only. The guy I have interest in is obviously Klay Thompson. Klay is... He's going to benefit. He obviously benefits from the spacing being back with Draymond Green. So I'm not worried about that at all. Andrew Wiggins is in a good spot tonight against Sacramento. I really, really, really love Buddy Hield. I love the idea of ping-ponging these two off of each other, or even ping-ponging one of them, or not ping-ponging, but playing one of them with Dennis Schroeder as well. So Damian Dotson for the New York Knicks is going, he's 4,200 on DK or FanDuel. And he's going to get a ton of minutes tonight as well. And he can kind of go off. They'll move. They'll slide Tim Hardaway over to the three, play him at the two, and Alec Burks and Jordan Clarkson are not going to be able to stop him. One of the hot guys of the night is going to be Luke Kennard after what he did the other day. I'm probably not on Kennard. He's going to get a lot of Nick Batum kind of defense, and especially if Stanley Johnson is in the lineup, then I'm probably not going to go back there. One guy to kind of watch out for at the small four or the shooting guard position is Marcus Smart. He was chalked the other night. He kind of got a price bump. Now you've got Kyrie coming back. The dude's still going to play a ton of minutes. So I think he's still viable in tournaments because he's not going to garner the ownership that he used to, or he did the other night. And it's going to be, I think he's a good tournament option, kind of go back there. So at small forward, you got your top three guys, two of them in one game. Giannis, Kevin Durant, and Kawhi Leonard. I'm tending to lean off of Kevin Durant just because of what happened the last time that these two teams faced off against each other. I don't see that happening again tonight. One, we've got to remember that Steph and Dre were out. Not saying that Kevin Durant won't have a good game. He's definitely in play. But I think I might want to go down to like a Paul George or you know, even play the opposite end of that and play Kawhi for $100 cheaper. I'm not quite sure. He is in play. I'm just not quite sure exactly how I'm going to handle it. Giannis coming off of the late scratch the other night. He's obviously definitely in play. He's got the highest ceiling probably at the position, and not worried about him at all going up against Indiana. There's literally nobody that can stop him at all. So Paul George is definitely in play tonight. He's kind of been on a little bit of a tear. So it's one of those things that I don't mind paying up for Russ and George in the same lineup. I don't mind paying for either one of them. But if you held a gun to my head and say you can only have one, and you can only have like two or three guys from this game, Paul George is probably going to be on that list, and he's probably going to be my one. It's more of a pricing thing and the depth at the point guard position that I like today. I can easily pay for Paul George and go down from a Russ to a Kyrie or a De'Aaron Fox or somebody like that. So even though Russ is in play in all formats and he's definitely got the highest ceiling at the position, I can save some money if I want to and still get some pieces of this New Orleans game. Robert Covington, I think, is in a good spot against Sacramento. He's going to find himself on Bogdanovich a lot probably, so I don't mind that at all either there. CeeDee Osman against the New York Knicks, he's in a good spot. Harrison Barnes is actually in a really good spot, and I don't know if I like it or not, but he's going to pop off the page because of his price and the projection he's got. He's at because of the minutes and the matchup. So Rodney Hood, 4,600 on FanDuel. He's in a good spot. He's going to play close to 30 minutes. I really do like, if Jimmy Butler's out, I really do like Joe Harris tonight, and Wilson Chandler as well is going to play a ton of minutes, especially if Jimmy Butler's out. He's going to be able to kind of reap some of those rewards as well. Let's go to the power forward position here. All right, we've got Anthony Davis at the top, and a lot of people are like, well, he's going to see a lot of Steven Adams. This is kind of why I'm limiting him to a tournament play. That and his price is kind of prohibitive as of right now, currently. He's at times struggled against Oklahoma City, but is at times absolutely gone completely bananas as well. So it's one of those things, like, I don't want to take that chance in cash with that much salary in a tougher matchup, but I don't mind taking that chance in tournaments because of the upside as well. Blake Griffin, obviously going up against Charlotte. It's not the greatest matchup, but it's one that you can definitely exploit, especially with a guy that's going to be the focal point of that offense. Larry Nance Jr. with no Tristan Thompson is going to get a ton of run. He's terribly underpriced on both sides, and he's going to absolutely just scream off of the page and the model tonight. John Collins is probably priced out for me. I know all the issue there and everything, but I'd rather go to cheaper options of that game. One of my favorite tournament centers of the night is probably going to be Bam Adebayo. And here's the reason why. Rudy Gay is extremely frustrated right now with the way that the refs are calling the fouls down low on the block, especially against him. We saw it the other night against Houston. He literally got a foul on the opening tip, which I had never seen before. And then he got another foul about 3 minutes in and was promptly, ejected from that game. And then against Oklahoma City, he was kind of frustrated about a lot of stuff as well, a lot of the calls that he was getting. And he hasn't been shy about voicing his opinion. He's already been fined $15,000 once. He probably is going to get fined again. It's just he's basically given the refs an ultimatum that if they don't start protecting him, then he's going to take matters into his own hands. And, these refs are humans too. They're going to miss calls and stuff, but when you call them out, there's probably going to be a message sent. And I don't mind taking advantage of a guy that hasn't adjusted to the new freedom of movement rules and is kind of playing a little bit frustrated as well. Jaren Jackson Jr. at 6,400 is also in play, in my opinion, against Portland. I don't normally pick on guys that are going against Al-Farouq Aminu, but I think Jaren Jackson's in a good spot and his price is kind of right. And it's really, really, really kind of tempting. Rondae Hollis-Jefferson going against Philly. Going to play a ton of minutes. He's cheap. And I like this as a tournament option tonight as well. Marcus Morris. Looks like Aaron Baines is going to be back. He's going to be limited, but he is back. And that does scare me a little bit for Marcus Morris. Now, the positive here is that Al Horford is out. And I don't mind this at all, but he's also going against his brother tonight. So I have to look into it more, what he's done against his brother, but it's still up in the air for me. And one of the reasons why is, Daniel Theis is probably going to get the start again tonight against Washington. Yes, he's 4,400, but he's still firmly in play in my opinion at the position. And Jeremy Grant in, like I said, this New Orleans, Oklahoma City game is in play as well for me at 5,400 tonight as well. There's obviously some other guys that I do like, but I'm going to save that for my VIP guys. So at the center position, we've got Joel Embiid. It centers against Brooklyn. I mean, there's not a lot to really think about here. He's an extremely good play. Karl Anthony Towns, I might be out on tonight. I've got to look about what the history is between him and Willie Cauley-Stein. Willie Cauley-Stein's a pretty decent defender and can follow him around the court a lot better than, say, somebody like Kostas Koufos or anybody else that they're going to throw out there. So I've got to look at that. So Andre Drummond against Charlotte. Blake is back tonight, so it kind of tempers my interest a little bit, but the price is still right. And you telling me Cody Zeller is going to be the guy that's going to stop him? Frank Kaminsky? Probably not. Julius Randle, firmly still in play at 8,800. The problem is I like him more on DraftKings because of the fact that I can play more than one center. Mark Gasol against Portland, Yusuf Nurkic, he's a good option tonight. He's really struggled as of late, but I would rather buy low than buy high. He was up over $10,000 at one point. So Steven Adams against New Orleans, don't mind that at all either. Like I said, I'll look a little bit more into the Willie Cauley-Stein and Karl Anthony Towns matchup. Enes Kanter going against Tristan Thompson. List Cleveland squad, and Larry Nance is firmly in play tonight, as is Mitchell Robinson, his backup. Dwayne Dedmon against Dallas, he's in play. I think that Cody Zeller is a pretty decent option tonight that you can look at as well. Yusuf Nurkic against Memphis, I'm probably not going to touch that, like I said before. And then you've got Mike Muscala as well. If Jimmy Butler's out, I really do like him tonight as well. That Philly Brooklyn game. So, wanted to touch on a couple things here real quick, as far as, roster construction for tonight. Right now, I'm not really going down too much. And when I say down, I'm not trying to scrape the bottom of the barrel. You know, some of these guys that I like as far as a high fantasy point per dollar that are popping off of my model here, you know, there's a couple that I like in that $45,000 to $4,000 range, but there's not really any other value outside of lower than 4K on draft or on FanDuel that's really popping out. You could serve well if you're making multiple tournament lineups. Take the guys like Anthony Davis, Joel Embiid, Russell Westbrook, Giannis Antetokounmpo, you know, and kind of just throw them off to the side and make a nice balanced lineup tonight with some value and everything. You've got some drop score format candidates on FanDuel, and see what happens, because unless one of these guys goes completely bananas, then that's a lot of salary that you can make up for. Now, you still have to obviously hit the right pieces, but, you know, where you can, you know, if I fade, you know, Russ and Anthony Davis and you know, I go Steph and Kyrie, then I still feel pretty good about that rather than going like a Russ and, you know, one of these lower point guards tonight, like a Jalen Brunson or whatever. And you can make a nice balanced lineup tonight as well. Now, this is obviously before a lot of values opened up. We're getting some injury news and stuff right now, but you don't have to really worry about, you know, the price of these guys. There is enough value to make a couple of them work, but that doesn't always mean that it's going to be the right thing to do. That doesn't mean it's always going to be, you know, the winning route to take. As of right now, I like both builds. And, you know, on Monday, I couldn't say that. Monday, it was 100% leading to stars and scrubs. And right now, it's not doing that. So make sure you pay attention. Get guys in good spots. Don't worry so much about ownership percentages tonight, because there's going to be, you know, it's 11 games. So unless something happens to where, like, you know, a obvious value choice comes into play, then there's going to be a lot of spread out, even ownerships tonight. So that's going to do it for us today. I know it's a quick, short little pod, but we will be back on Friday. Hopefully Bear will be back as well, and hopefully everything will be back to normal in the Hall household. So for the DFS Army, for myself, for Bear, for the rest of us, we are gone. Peace out.